8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. A brand new position, Carl Sandburg College. Carl Sandburg College Foundation, the new Chief Advancement Officer, Eric Johnson, joining us here this morning. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. It's great to be here, and thanks for having me. Just a pleasure to be back at the station.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. We've been reminiscing. You did an internship. It's been what? We're talking back early 90s, right?
This would have been 1998.
98. Okay, so late 90s. Okay, yeah. So I think, because at that time, I think I was doing some part-time stuff here. So I know we crossed paths at some point. So I know you did a lot of work with Jim Lee, among
sure
others
thing.
Here at the station. But so some memories anyway,
it
right?
It was a wonderful experience, and I'm grateful for all the folks that were very helpful to me that summer. And it was really one of those things that during my college stint, getting the opportunity to work with Jim and cover some stories, it was just one of those times that, I mean, there were some situations where if somebody was under the weather and I mean, I was just kind of thrown into the fire.
That's the way we do it.
But that was one of the best things that could happen to me as far as improvising. But very grateful, and it was a very kind of a walk down memory lane. But true testament, you folks do an amazing job, and I listen every morning. It's, as you say, being an information source, it's kind of where I gather my information every morning when I'm on my way to work. And so I'm very grateful for what you all do.
Not sure how good the information I provide is, but I don't know.
We got a fool.
It's information anyway.
You've got a fan over here, all right?
Eric, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Eric, you spent some time at several years at Knox College, and now a brand new position at Carl Sandburg College, the Chief Advancement Officer for the Carl Sandburg College Foundation. First off, let's talk about the Carl Sandburg College Foundation and what that's all about.
You bet. Our main goal is to provide scholarships to assist students. I mean, we are trying to make their education more accessible, more affordable, and we do a lot of alumni engagement work, the fundraising and the support to really be along lines with the college's mission and vision. And I mean, when you get down to it, Tom, our core values, the excellence, collaboration, integrity, respect, and we are doing our best and working collaboratively in this region to provide students with all opportunities to find success. And so, when you think about Carl Sandburg, it's a place where, the tuition, three times less than what you would probably pay at a public university or institution. 7 out of our 10 students graduate without debt, and that's a big part of what the foundation does, and 64% of our students are getting grants and or scholarships, and this is the time frame where our scholarship season is going very thick, and we're very grateful to the donors and support we have.
A lot of talk about student loan debt now and how crazy it's gotten over the last, 10, 15, 20 years. And obviously the more affordable route is going the community college route, but not even with that, not everybody still can afford it, even though it's so much less, especially you take those 2 years. If you're planning on a 4-year education, getting your bachelor's degree or 5 years, whatever the case may be, so much better. You get all the classes you need at a place like Carl Sandburg College and get your start there for so much cheaper, 2 years less of paying that huge, whatever, 50 grand or 80 grand a year somewhere. But even so, there are students that are not able to afford it, but you find ways.
That's exactly right. I mean, we are providing needs and support to students of all types, whether it be traditional adult learners, needs-based, and we make it easy and accessible. This year, Tom, we had already more than 500 applicants before our priority deadline, which is March 15th, and we have almost nearly 150 scholarships that are available for students to apply. It's very easy for folks, and we still have our June 15 deadline that if someone is listening this morning and you're thinking, I forgot to, I didn't make the priority deadline, that's okay. You can still apply, and you can visit our Sandburg.edu website. Probably the easiest thing to do is right along the top side of the screen. You can click on Giving and Grants, or you can go to Sandburg.edu/scholarships. And I want to share my kudos and my thanks to the people who are, our loyal donors, supporters, people who have established new scholarships in the last year, as well as many volunteers, whether that be alumni, friends of Sandburg, community members who have stepped up and reviewed these scholarships. And also a hats off to Cassidy Kleindienst, who is our coordinator of scholarships and donor relation. And she is really doing a great job with our scholarship program. And last night, some of our volunteers, they spent 2.5 hours last night making, you know, our first round of final decisions. And when people don't blink an eye to help out, that's really important. It shows how much Sandberg means to them.
You know, the great thing also is that the foundation awards more than $100,000 in scholarships to students each and every year. That's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and we've had some great stories. As a matter of fact, someone that I will be meeting soon is a recent alum who literally, after they graduated Sandberg, they came to our office and they set up a scholarship for nurses. And this will be, you know, it's really quite humbling to think about students that they put that money there to say, okay, we want to establish an opportunity for the next students who are coming with similar interests to myself. We have long-time endowments that have been going, and we're trying to create as many opportunities as we can to make education affordable, not only here in Galesburg, but, you know, all the counties that we represent here in the Western Illinois region. We have a wonderful branch campus down in Carthage. We try to, you know, we're going to try and ramp up our presence in the Monmouth area and just do everything we can to create opportunities and work with our businesses and leaders and manufacturers in this area to keep, you know, creating a strong pipeline where Sandberg is right there. But when you can award more than $100,000 in scholarships, but we also have a lot of other programs too, whether it's providing funding for students that need assistance to purchase books. We have our crisis grants. We have our nurses in need grants. And we have a lot of opportunities where we are working with our colleagues campus-wide and talking with students, talking with colleagues to see, okay, where are these needs? How can we best assist? Whether it's innovation grants we provide for our faculty, anything related to that, we are right in cohesion as far as the conversations and are doing our best. But again, if people want to check those out, they have till June 15th, they can go to click on Giving and Grants right there on sandberg.edu.
Eric Johnson is the Chief Advancement Officer of the Carl Sandberg College Foundation, joining us here this morning. And, you know, it's really interesting that you said you had a recent graduate student came back and wanted to establish a scholarship foundation. And, you know, not all scholarships are full tuition or $10,000 or $5,000, you know, some $500, whatever. It's not it's a student that's done well for themselves, but not you don't have to be rich, is what I'm saying, to establish something like this.
That's
you can
correct.
You can get it together and get an idea, and I guess they contact you and figure out how to do this.
Yeah, you can easily pick up the phone and talk to us, 309-341-5349, or just email us at foundation@sandberg.edu. And it's we're here to help. We're here to answer questions, and if somebody is interested in creating a legacy and giving their time and treasure, you know, whether it's monetary, making, you know, donations that support the initiatives that we have going here at Sandberg, or if it's volunteering, you know, to give back, to share your story with students, because success innovates others, you know, to go for success. And So when you think about that, if there's an alum that shares their story, not only can it be innovative to current students, say, hey, I can do that too. Maybe it's innovative to fellow alumni who are looking, okay, you know, opportunities will be there. But, you know, our education programs that we're offering, it reaches a lot of people, and it's impacted. One of the most rewarding things that has been cool for me in the last 3.5 weeks is the people that I'm meeting who I didn't realize were Sandberg grads, and hearing their story, hearing how it's impacted them, or maybe talking with somebody who wasn't a Sandberg grad who has jumped on the Sandberg team and helped us out in a variety of ways, whether it's volunteering, setting up a scholarship, you know, getting that to a point of endowment where that is, you know, every year it's creating money for students to further the education. But no, we value any of those opportunities, and the best thing is we welcome the conversations. And so just pick up the phone, call us, or email us at foundation@sandberg.edu.
Eric Johnson, Chief Advancement Officer of Carl Sandberg College Foundation. You know, you serve a pretty big area for a community college, but obviously the population base here in Galesburg. And what's really cool for students in District 205, talk about the Galesburg Promise Program. That is a really amazing thing.
Huge opportunity, and we're grateful. You know, this was established by the city of Galesburg, and the exciting thing here is, Tom, is that this is open to students graduating from Galesburg District 205, Galesburg Christian School, as well as those homeschooled here in the city of Galesburg. And get this, it covers, you know, basically a portion of their tuition based on, you know, the length that they attended the school. So if you think about this, if you went K through 12 here at Galesburg, you know, I mean, you've got 100% of your tuition that's going to be covered. And really what this does, in my opinion, it creates an incentive for students to continue their education, stay here locally, and remain in this area. Because what I have found in the people that I talk with the alumni and that I look into is, you know, I've started this position, you know, when people are, you know, working and going to school here in this area, the chances of them staying in Galesburg or staying in Western Illinois is really good. And so, you know, if they receive their education, have a good experience, you know, maybe they, you know, start a family, maybe they work here, maybe they start their own business. And that's really exciting. I mean, I look at myself, for example, you know, I mean, I had a lot of tremendous experiences in this area. And now being back here has come full circle. And so that's really something that a wonderful opportunity here. And we're very grateful because we're seeing, you know, it's talking with students. When I'm not at Sandberg, I raise cattle. And so I was talking with someone that where I get some small bales of hay from, and they went to, they're now at Western Illinois University. They went to Sandberg on the Galesburg Promise, and to know what they're doing, know what their plans are doing, just to have those and many other stories that says, hey, this made an impact in my life, and to lower the debt of their education is super important. And when we're able to do that, we're glad to have that, you know, that cohesion and partnership with the city of Galesburg.
Yeah. And whether it's the Galesburg Promise program or whatever, any student thinking about it, you know, it's like, well, I wasn't planning on going to college. I don't want to go to a 4-year university. Well, you don't need to. Carl Sandburg College has so many other different opportunities, whether it's to get an associate's degree in general education or so many different programs that are, you know, 1 or 2 year program. And then you're going to leave that and be well trained to go out into the working world.
That's exactly right. And so if somebody wants to apply for this, I mean, you still can. It's very similar to our scholarships deadline. We had our priority deadline for the Galesburg Promise March 15, but it, you know, you can apply all the way up to June 15th. And so the amount of career training opportunities and that we are offering out at Sandburg is really innovative, and we are changing lives. And what we're seeing too, though, is that the alumni, the friends of the college and partners throughout this area, as we are talking to them, what we're finding is they have that motivation to, you know, work with us to create more of these opportunities, create these pipelines where students are, you know, attending Sandburg, you know, whether, you know, I mean, the demand as far as what we're creating in our, you know, our welding department, manufacturing areas, you know, the nursing, you know, we think about the pipeline there and all the other areas, you know, mortuary science is huge, you know, in our community. And I was going through those facilities there with Dr. Riley there, you know, on my first day, and I was just amazed at the hands-on learning. I went to an art show there on Friday that we had out there, and just such creative artwork that was, it was amazing. And to see that come together, it's also good to see interactions growing again, you know, as things start to lessen up a bit, you know, as far as the restrictions go. And I think that's good for camaraderie. As for us as a foundation, I think one of our goals, not only externally but internally, is to, you know, create these opportunities for our colleagues, faculty, staff, and students on campus that builds camaraderie, builds their interest to hopefully, you know, whether it's their time of volunteering, working with us in a number of ways and working cohesively, it's something that we hope we can build that camaraderie, build that enthusiasm. And I'm really excited for this role. What has been really humbling is, and I'm grateful for the patience and the enthusiasm that everybody has, you know, conveyed to me, you know, in my short time there at Sandburg. And that's really exciting to take on a new role, because I really enjoyed my experience, you know, my previous role. But it's been really nice to come into this one and stay here and be able to help give back to our community and help create those opportunities for students locally.
Eric Johnson, Chief Advancement Officer, Carl Sandburg College Foundation. You talked about, you know, connecting with alumni. My goodness, compared to, you know, and all 4-year schools do that, whether it's a small liberal arts college, but at a school like Carl Sandburg, I don't even, do you even have any number, idea of the number of alums? Because it's, we're talking probably, I was going to say thousands, we're probably way, way beyond that.
It is thousands, I would be giving an inaccurate guess if I was to go into the exact numbers. But the exciting thing about having, when you go locally here, I mean, you may walk into a business somewhere and there's a good chance you're going to talk with someone or maybe get to know somebody who had their degree or attended Carl Sandburg. And so what is really cool is when you talk to someone and they share how much of a foundation. We talked with a 2011 grad yesterday that talked about Sandburg being the foundation for them and helped them get to where they are today. Their interest now is to help share their story with students, help volunteer, and those are the things that are really, for us, it's really motivating because when you have people that are here, they are ready to change lives. And obviously, Sandburg had a role in changing their lives. And so when you think about it, oftentimes, having Carl Sandburg here is the difference between someone getting an education and continuing their education and maybe not, you know, being, you know, continuing it at all. And so that's what's really nice. It's a beautiful place out there, too. You know, Sandburg is a beautiful campus with folks who are committed to making a positive difference, changing lives. And for us, when we connect with alumni, if you haven't reached out to us, my colleague, Stacy Rucker, Stacy coordinates our alumni engagement work and a lot of our advancement communication work, and she would be thrilled to hear from folks because we have a site, a page on our website, you know, where you can fill out your profile. If you haven't updated your information, please do, because that gives us a chance. If you're interested in becoming more involved with Sandburg, whether you want to pick up the phone, go to the website, or email us, we have a lot of information that's right there at your fingertips 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so please reach out to Stacy. And if you just want to email, that comes to all three of us, it's foundation@sandburg.edu. And so also I want to give, you know, also props to Jerry Thor, who's our athletic director. And Jerry has a lot of great ideas, you know, for ways athletically, you know, that we are going to, you know, build community involvement. And so for folks who, you know, were student athletes at Carl Sandburg College and have interest in, you know, connecting, getting more involved, you know, Jerry would be a great person for them to reach out to, because there's a lot of ways that we want to, you know, have a lot as things open up, if they, you know, if and when, you know, they open up more, we're hopeful to create some great opportunities where people can come back, see what's been going on at Sandburg, and also have the opportunity to make a difference in our students' lives.
Want to find out more? Again, sandburg.edu, and you can type foundation in the search bar. If you'd like to help out by making a gift, you can contact sandburg.edu/give now or email foundation@sandburg.edu, or you can contact Eric and get something put together and set up. And, you know, just also want to stress for students, there's a way for you to get there. There's a way for you to get in, whether through the foundation and other sources as well you know, there's ways out there. Talk to your high school guidance counselor. Talk to the admissions people at Carl Sandburg College. I mean, you know, there's scholarships out there that, you know, they can find you, you know, say, I don't know, you're of Norwegian, Inuit, Texan descent. There's probably a scholarship available for you. There's just so many that go unused, but they're out there.
We're going to be making a lot of road trips here in the weeks ahead between our advancement team and between the admissions recruitment team, and we're going to be going out to the awards events at a lot of high schools that are having those in person. And so if you see us out there and hear us giving the awards and are curious about ways that, you know, you know, whether you can apply, whether it's, you know, a son or daughter, you know, that can apply, please just come up and talk to us. We're happy to discuss those things. And I will say, too, that we have a lot of demand for scholarships. When you have more than 500 students that are applying for them, there is a need. One of the biggest needs is for scholarships and financial aid for students. And so your donations are going to be used, and they're going to stay here locally, and they're going to make the difference in students' lives for them to continue their education. And so, you know, if you are interested in supporting, making a donation, and we want to hear from you. We want to hear maybe how you would like to make an impact on it. Because truthfully, one of the most important things is when you can make an impact on something that made an impact from you. So many times we see donors who someone maybe made a donation that allowed them to go on an immersive experience during their time in college. Maybe it allowed them to continue their education. Maybe it allowed them to purchase their textbooks or purchase their welding supplies or the supplies, the tools they need for an automotive class or the work that they're doing there. A lot of times we hear those folks, you know, as they get out, they get settled, they get grounded, and they start doing, you know, finding a ton of success. They reach out and say, how can I make an impact like that? Because that is what really allowed me to get my jump start, my foundation. Yeah. And so when they can do that, you know, where it resonates with them, it's really it's really fun to work with those folks because they are truly sincere about changing a life. And so it's a great place to be as a student, as, you know, local community members coming out and visit us, volunteering and being there as a staff. Carl Sandburg College is a great place, and we are changing lives.
Absolutely. Eric Johnson, Chief Advancement Officer, Carl Sandburg College Foundation, joining us here this morning. Eric, thank you so much, and thank you guys for the work you're doing.
Many thanks for all the coverage and the support that you all give to us. I hear our name mentioned many times on your stations, whether it be athletically or whether it be you mentioning the information that's covered in our board meetings and things like that, and we much appreciate the partnership that you bring to Carl Sandburg College.
Absolutely. Eric, thank you.